Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. We're located at the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. When you think about the United States Department of Agriculture, the subject of energy may not immediately come to mind, but they're actually very interested and very involved in this topic. Recently, the USDA awarded a grant to the Cape Light Compact to provide energy audits and renewable energy assessments to agricultural and rural small businesses over the next 2 years on Cape Cod. My guest this afternoon is Ann Correa, an area specialist in the USDA Rural Development Office located in Wareham. We're going to talk about the energy audit grant and other topics of interest to the Cape Cod community. Ann, welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for having me here.
It is our pleasure to have you here. Actually, if you don't mind, before we get started on today's program, I'd like to mention the upcoming Seaside Living Expo. It's May 1st and 2nd at the brand new Hyannis Youth and Community Center on Bassett Lane in Hyannis, and it's at the site of the former Joseph Kennedy Arena for those of you who haven't been down there to see that fabulous new facility. Be sure to stop by the Cape Light Compact's Energy Efficiency Zone to discover new and enhanced energy efficiency programs available to help every resident and business on the Cape and Vineyard to save energy, money, and the environment. As we get started, first thing I'd like to do is just ask if you could give me an overview of the Rural Development Office and what you folks do there and what an area specialist is,
sure, et cetera. Absolutely, John. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has many different agencies within the USDA itself, but rural development actually focuses really on improving the quality of life for residents, for businesses, and for communities that are located within rural areas. And through the many different programs that we have available, we provide financing options for infrastructure projects through our water and waste program. We also provide financing options through different loans and grants for a housing program that you have. And a lot of people also don't think of housing when they think of USDA, but we do have many different programs above and beyond just renewable energy, as well as other small business opportunities where we provide possible loans and grants for farmers, nonprofits, and other different types of entities of that nature for many different programs.
And the entire Cape is considered to be rural.
Yes, absolutely. We do focus on rural areas and all of lower and upper Cape Cod, pretty much beyond and over the bridge, is considered rural by our definition.
Okay, and you say you're involved in both business and residents.
Yes, so, yes. Okay. We actually do. We have a housing program where we provide low interest rate loans for affordable housing as well.
Excellent. I think what I'd like to do is home in on the energy portion, since this is an energy-related program. We're going to talk about what the USDA does in the area of energy and what some of the programs you have that are available for that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we have what people may know as the REAP program, or previously they may have heard it as Section 9006 or Section 9007. And it was created through the 2002 Farm Bill, and again, it was amended in 2008. This upcoming...
What does REAP stand for?
REAP stands for Renewable Energy and Assistance Program.
Okay.
And really, the purpose of the program is to install renewable energy projects and to provide financing for the repair of energy efficiency projects.
Okay. So we're in renewable energy, we're talking about solar, wind.
Yes, solar, wind, geothermal, hydrogen, hydroelectric, anaerobic digester. Those would all be considered eligible technologies under the REAP program.
Okay. Targeted towards the agricultural community or...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
In order to be eligible, you have to be either a small business entity or a farmer in a rural area.
Okay, so a small business, if I owned a gift shop or something like that, I could conceivably qualify for this type of...
Yes, that's right, John. There is a, we do have some very specific definitions where we actually kind of look at your financials in order to help make the definition of a small business. But ultimately, we look at your gross revenues and we compare that to your industry code, depending on the industry that you're in. And there's some limitations that have been set by the SBA. So as long as you're within those limitations or you fall below those, then you're considered eligible.
All right. So if you're, if the Small Business Administration defines you as a small business, then
essentially, we do as well. Okay. That's correct.
And you know, frankly, on Cape Cod, we don't have big businesses.
No,
you're exactly right. No IBMs out here.
No.
Okay. So anyone that's listening to this program that is interested in renewable energy particularly could qualify for this program and make application to the USDA. And let's say they had a solar system that was going to cost me, say, $15,000. What could they hope for through one of these REAP grants?
Well, ultimately, the grant will cover up to 25% of the total project cost.
Okay.
So all of the costs that would generally be incurred for to actually install the system, but some of the upfront costs are going to be considered reimbursable, too. If there was a feasibility study or there's technical components or reports, energy audits, things of that nature are also going to be included in that total project cost.
Okay. And I mentioned in the when we began, I mentioned that the Cape Light Compact was basically partnering with the USDA to deliver energy audits and renewable energy assessments for the small business and agricultural communities on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. What would we expect from one of these audits? Maybe I should actually answer that question. Maybe you should ask me the question.
Well, we hope, and USDA does encourage that before a small business or a farmer go out and actually install a renewable energy system, that they would look at the components that they have in their existing facility.
Right.
And certainly they would want to go through the energy audit assistance program through Cape Light Compact, I'm sorry, and first determine, you know, what their needs are on their existing facility before they essentially go and install a brand new renewable energy system.
Right. And that's a great point. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm for renewable energy. It's renewable energy is not inexpensive. And so an energy audit and implementation of energy efficiency measures is the first step in the process. Getting your footprint down, getting the demand that you place on a system down to the point where you can tailor a system, a lot less expensive system that will still satisfy your needs, is the proper way to go. And the USDA has kindly given the Cape Light Compact a grant to perform these audits. There is a copay involved. Eligible small business or agricultural business that is interested in this type of thing pays $250 towards the audit. But the audit, frankly, can run into several thousand dollars. So $250 is a modest amount to put towards it. And the rest of it is picked up through the USDA funds and the Cape Light Compact funds. So
it's excellent opportunity
for
small business and farmers on Cape.
As you and I were writing down here today, once the audits are complete, then the Cape Light Compact often pays 80% of the cost of implementing the measures. So if you've got an audit that says maybe $20,000 worth of energy efficiency measures need to be installed, and the Cape Light Compact is paying $16,000 of that, then
right, absolutely. It seems like a win-win situation to me. Certainly, in the REAP program, if you were applying to our agency for repairs for the energy efficiency program, you would need to have as part of your application an energy audit. So certainly, that's the first place that we would start in the process. Is you would need to the applicant would need to have that energy audit.
So they need actually the audit report.
The report
goes in
as
part of the application.
As part of the application, yes.
So let's talk about what else they might need, because it all sounds great until the time comes when you have to assemble the documents and everything. So what else would we need to go for this hypothetical $15,000 solar system we want to install?
Essentially, what you need is we actually have application templates available. And within those templates, you have to kind of go through the process of determining that you're an eligible entity, you're in an eligible area, your business is an eligible business. So the things that we would need to look at as part of your application are financial statements. We would look at your tax returns. We would look at your organizational documents for your business. In terms of the technical reports and the components, we would look at, you know, the electricity bills to determine what your energy replacement or your energy savings is going to be. Besides gathering just the kind of documentation, for example, if you were a business and you were actually just leasing the building or the land that you're in, we would need to look at some lease documentation. So essentially, it's a lot of gathering of the documentation in terms of our application. So if you're one of those persons that is kind of organized and you have a lot of that information at your fingertips, you probably wouldn't have a hard time completing the application. But there's really not within the application itself, there's not a lot of narrative or writing involved. It's kind of filling out the checkboxes, going through the process of the template. And we actually, at USDA, we've prepared this template in order to make the application process easier. And we actually even go one step beyond that, is each year in our office in Wareham, we provide application workshops for those that are looking to complete the application process and they want to do it themselves.
Do you have a workshop scheduled?
We actually do. We have a workshop scheduled now for April 28th. I believe it's a Wednesday. We generally do it from a 9 to 12, so it's about 3 hours long. And what we do is we go step by step, page by page of the application. It allows everybody to ask questions. There are some legal federal forms that are involved. A lot of people have some questions about what those forms mean. They want to know why they're signing, what some of the appropriate documentation and how to place it within the application is. So this is what the workshop is really good at. So it'll help you put the application packet together.
Okay, and how would we go about registering for the workshop?
You can actually call the West Wareham office. Do you want me to give you the phone number?
That'd be great. In fact, I'll ask you for it several times, perhaps.
The West Wareham office phone number for USDA Rural Development is 508-295-5151, and it's extension 3. And you would say that you would like to sign up or register for the Renewable Energy Workshop. And then what they may do from there is actually do a little bit of a pre-screening. They'll just ask you some questions, what type of technology you're interested in. Is this a large project or a small project? And the reason for that is because there are different applications and different reports you need depending on which technology it is or if it's a large or kind of a small application. So we want to make sure we have the available information for the selected audience.
Okay, so that's April 28th. And you pre-register, I assume. Yes. Okay. 508-295-5151 extension 3. And just tell them that you want to register for the renewable energy workshop.
Yes, yes. Okay. That's if they're interested in filing an application. If they're just looking for general information and they're on CAPE, they should call that same number and they can ask for Ann. Okay. And I would be happy to speak with anybody just to give them some general information about the program.
Okay, excellent. want to get back to the audit itself. And I guess you and I can kind of have a conversation. Ordinarily, by the way, Amy Voll is the hostess of this program, and Amy is off today, so I'm doing it. So ordinarily, I would be in the seat taking the questions rather than asking them. So this is going to be a little bit of a challenge, but because I'm actually providing information and asking for it at the same time. But let me go through the basics of how you would go about determining whether or not you wanted one of these audits or not. This audit, the USDA audit program that we have, is a little different from the Cape Light Compact, the standard Cape Light Compact program, because there are several components to it. We have a questionnaire that's specifically designed for the USDA program. We ask questions. We first try to determine whether or not you are an agricultural property. You don't need to be. You could be a small business, but if you are an agricultural property, then we start to drill down into into what you need, because there's several different components to the audit. So we ask questions like, do you have greenhouses on the property? We have a greenhouse specialist, comes from the University of Connecticut, makes special trip to the Cape to do greenhouses. So I usually like to line up three or four on the same day to maximize his resources. We have a separate renewable energy site assessment. Not every site is appropriate for renewable energy. And all you have to do is try to erect a wind turbine somewhere, and you'll find out that not only is it sometimes not appropriate, but your neighbors won't like it much either. So what we try to do is, in the assessment, is we try to determine whether your site is appropriate for a renewable energy project. That's a component. So you may or may not want that assessment. And then finally, and I feel very importantly and probably most importantly, is what energy efficiency measures can we implement that will just knock down your natural gas and electric bill, or oil, propane, whatever it is you're using. We want to do an assessment that will take care of that. Now, the good news is that once you've signed up for this, there is a, as I indicated, there is a $250 copay, but we can often find thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars worth of work that can be done, much of it paid for by the Cape Light Compact. And so the Cape Light Compact will pay a big chunk of it, up to 80%.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Then they can go to the USDA and they can apply for the remainder.
That's exactly correct. There should be no reason they can't have almost 100% covered.
So if you've got an electric bill that's running $2,000 or $3,000 a month in your small business, and you could knock $1,000 a month off it and not have it cost you anything, then you probably would want to do that, I would think.
Absolutely.
So and that's what we're here for. And for those of you that may have just tuned in, you're listening to the Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. My guest this afternoon is Ann Correa, an area specialist in the USDA Rural Development Office, which is located in Wareham. And Ann and I are talking about the basically the services that the USDA provides in Cape Cod and the Vineyard and also Nantucket. But specifically the USDA audit program that the Cape Light Compact is doing in conjunction with the USDA. And anything exciting coming down the pike? I know there's a tremendous amount of activity going on with energy efficiency, but what's new with the USDA?
Well, what's new is actually is the program that you guys were able to take advantage of last year.
So we're one of the first ones.
You are the first one, actually, in our office. So we're all going to follow your lead, John. But that's new. That's brand new. That wasn't previously enacted in this program in previous years. So we're excited to see what the outcome is going to be of what we call it the RETA grant, which is Renewable Energy Development Assistance, which allows you to provide that technical assistance and energy audits to other third-party small businesses and farmers. So the goal really is eventually for those small businesses and farmers to come back and apply to us in order to help get a portion or at least a portion of the repairs financed up to 25%. And then also in last year's NOFA, which was brand new, and we do expect this year's NOFA, and when I say NOFA, I should probably tell you what that means. The NOFA is the Notice of Availability of Funding. And this announcement happens once a year, and what it does is it tells us the application deadline and if there are any changes in the program from the previous year.
That hasn't happened yet.
No, you're right, yes. That has not happened yet. We expect that to happen in April. And probably a good point that I started that, because what that means is we'll probably generally have a 45 or a 60-day turnaround before the application deadline. So, for example, if it happens by the end of April, perhaps by the end of June would be our deadline.
So the applications would need to be in by then.
Yes,
so
for this fiscal year.
Anyone that's thinking about participating in the program should actually get a hold of, first, the Cape Light Compact to get that audit underway, because that's a big part of this, a big component of it,
is
to have that audit report. And you can do that by calling the Cape Light Compact's offices at 800-797-6699. And that is that's the general intake number for the Cape Light Compact. If you are interested in this particular program, you might want to mention to the person that answers the phone that you're interested in the USDA audit program. And they will take, there's a number of questions that they will ask you regarding your objectives, and that would then will get passed on to me, and I will get back to you, and we'll kick that off and get that underway. And this has been exciting from our standpoint also, I might add, and that the Cape Light Compact over the years has often fielded requests for renewable energy, and we've typically had to, because the Cape Light Compact hasn't funded them specifically, then we've had to make referrals to other places, and we would refer to the USDA in this case, but at least this way we can get the ball rolling, and we're starting, we're both kind of learning as we go along here,
right.
But we got this grant, we're going through the process, we've done some of the audits now, and I know that the audits have been used for EQIP loans. Do you know anything about the so-called EQIP loans, what they stand for?
John, I know very little about the EQIP loans, but what I do know is that it's specifically geared toward farmers. The difference is I don't believe that you can be a
business,
small business.
But if you are agricultural, you could take this audit and
I believe that you could take the audit and use that as part of your EQIP application.
Okay.
And EQIP application, as far as I know, is a cost share program for different types of equipment and repairs. And that program is actually administered by our sister agency, Natural Resource Conservation Services.
It's a
different office, and it is federal funding. So just to let you know that you probably couldn't match up rural development's funding and NRCS's funding together.
Then I won't confuse things on that, but I will say this just to tickle your interest out there, that we have located other funding. I mean, it looks like there is a lot of funding available for energy efficiency and renewable energy at this point in time. And I would say that if you're really interested in this, that now is the time to take advantage of it, because there's a lot of energy, a lot of activity. It is an area that the federal government, certainly on the state level, and now the local and county levels where funding is available, a lot of activity, energy efficiency. We're trying to wean ourselves off of foreign oil, and it's just become a huge objective for government at all levels. And the beneficiary ultimately is the end user. They get their bills reduced. The beneficiary, we all benefit, because there's the less energy you use, the less fossil fuel energy you use, the less pollution we have, and that type of thing. So,
So
now is a great time to do that.
And John, when you say there's a lot of money available, I should let everybody know that actually this year, this is a nationally competitive program.
Okay.
So when you're applying, you're actually competing with other small business and farmers nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, there was $60 million in the program nationwide, and this year is expected to be $99
million. Wow. So it's been, but it's a pretty healthy increase. That's almost a 40% increase.
Yes, absolutely.
So, actually, it's more than a 40% increase. I shouldn't try to do math in my head on the radio, but at any rate, the point is that there is a big, huge push on for us to use less energy.
Absolutely.
At all levels. But let's talk about that $60 million. Of what amount of that $60 million would you say comes to the Wareham organization?
I don't know that if I have the specific statistics for Wareham alone, but our tri-state jurisdiction, which covers Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, we work almost as one state. Since the inception of renewable energy, has funded 57 applications, which have equaled over $8 million.
Okay, so it's a pretty healthy percentage then.
Yeah, it's a successful program. Okay. It is getting to be a bit more competitive as the years go on.
Okay.
And there have been different incentives and priority-based scoring systems kind of to put in place in order to fund more applications. So if you have a smaller application, if you're requesting less than 20,000, you essentially could get some additional priority or additional points.
Okay.
So that we can fund kind of more applications.
We like competition on the Cape. And actually, we feel we actually compete rather well. So the fact that there's competition is fine with us. We're enthusiastic about energy efficiency out here. We've been at it for quite some time now. Love the fact that these resources are available. Certainly want to encourage everybody to take advantage of them to the extent that they can. And I told you when I invited you on this program that this half hour would go by so quickly. We are getting towards the end of it, not at the end of it, but I want to get all the phone numbers, websites, everything else out there.
Sure.
For people to contact. So.
Okay. You want me to give again?
Yes.
My name
is
Ann Correa. I work out of the Wareham office. Our phone number is 508-295-5151, and the Rural Development Extension is Extension 3. So if you're interested in some additional information, our national website is www.rurdev.usda.gov.
Okay. And so any of these programs and topics that we've talked about today, if you are interested in those, please give Ann a call, and I'm going to give her a number one more time, because invariably I know when I try to write things down when I'm listening to the radio, I never have the proper materials. But by now you've scrambled around, got your pencil and paper, and here it is one more time. It's 508-295-5151, extension 3, and ask for Ann Correa, C-O-R-R-E-I-A, and she's an area specialist with the USDA. We have come towards the end of the program, and you've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like for us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org. That's focus@capelightcompact.org, or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. And please don't forget to attend the Seaside Living Expo at the Hyannis Youth Center on May 1st and 2nd. We really would love to see you there. The Cape Light Compact has several informational booths there, and the price is right. It's free. It's a free program. It's going to be on a nice spring day in May. It's May 1st and 2nd. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. You can get more information by going to our website. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a link under Latest News and Events, and we can talk about the USDA audit program and many other energy-related topics if you do decide to attend. So that's, you go to our website, www.capelightcompact.org, and go over to the right-hand side of the page and look for that link to the Seaside Living Expo. I'd like to thank my guest, Ann Correa, an area specialist. Thank you, Ann, very much.
Why, thank you.
It's been our pleasure to have you here today. She's with the USDA Rural Development Office located in Wareham. Ann, thanks for joining me today. I'd like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done today. Thank you, John. Great work. Thank you very much for everything you do for us. The Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial, and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. I want to thank you very much for listening and wish you a wonderful energy-efficient afternoon.
Thank you.